Samach Daler Omer Alf. For those who want to have a little Shirayim, my bookmark is still here, and the Shirayim is an appropriate term to use, because the Sefer going to quote is called Shiyare Mincha. Before we start the Mishnah, Shiyare Mincha is a Sefer written by the Sefer Minchas Bikurim. I might not have known it, should have figured it out from the word Shiyare, like of the Korban HaEder or the Shiyare Korban. Mincha is talking about Shiyare Mincha. We know in Masechta Makkos, he said, look what I wrote in Yevamos. There's nothing here until we realize it's the Shiyare Mincha. So just a couple of remarks before we start the new Inyanim. Those who have the new Gemaras, it's on page Chaf. It takes up almost the whole page at the bottom. Shiyare Mincha, we discusses something which is quite remarkable. We read part of it on Wednesday or Thursday, where he quotes the Vilna Gaon's famous pshat. And in the Vilna Gaon, he says, he uses an expression, a remarkable expression. It's on column 1, the right-hand column of page Chaf. I would say about 15 lines up. The line begins with the Rosh HaTevis. Beis Mem Ches Kaf Tav Hei B'mchilas Kvo Teros HaRoma. Front of the Gro. Diri Agon Agro B'mchilas Kvo Teros HaRoma Shekosav Rambam Pozgat Tanakama. Shabbatoras Kohanim Rak Einva Malkus Kevin Lo Nichelu Belosa Say Lo Sasu. It's against the Tosefta Mefurish, and the Takana Kama says Ben Zchorim and Akevus is Chayev. Not only in Malkus, it's in Yevamos too. Hamasaris as Zchorim as Chayev as the Akevus Potter. Okay, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, implying that the Takana Kama would disagree, as it says explicitly in Masechta Malkus. He comes up, therefore, with his own wild sheet. I'm just going to go through it briefly, not the entire piece. It's a little bit too long, as you see. But some of the fantastic ideas he has on the second column. On the second column. Look what he comes up with. He wants to know, why did the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against the Tanna Kamma, who is presumably the majority view? So he has the following question on the fourth wide line on the left column. What's the more asked the question? What do Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha? For better kasha, Hanicha le Rabbi Yehuda, Avol Tana Kama the Sfirle the Gamba Isha Shaykh Isa Sirus Michael Amema. The Kushes who are difa mehad the Parach le Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha Michael Amema. It's a better kasha. It's a more mainstream shita. Umid lo Parach Hashas Kain Muchach the Halacha k Rabbi Yehuda. Meridik. Says he didn't ask Hanichal Rabbi Yehuda what about Tanna Kamma. You know why I didn't ask? Because we happen to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. A little bit shver. So why am I asking what about Yochum and Baruch and paskin him either? It's a little bit difficulty in his logic, but that's what he said. Lefichach pasuk and a Ramba. Fine. That's what the Ramagan Mishnah meant. That's in Gemara Shabbos. It's Muchach that way. Skipping a little bit. Now we come to something quite amazing. And it's against what we learned last week, so I wanted to show it to you. Let me do it's false. It's about an amazing thing we never thought of before. It's after the parentheses. I would say it's about a little less than halfway down the narrow lines, the wide lines on the left column. They're called pluktayim. The line ends with the word pluktayim. Shel Tanna Kamma Rabbi Yehuda Urak B'ish Acher HaMesoros LeNekeva. The surgeon is a male. Well, the Tanna Kamma Chayev Rabbi Yehuda Potter Avalasa. Aval Nekeva, a female surgeon, Muteres the Saris Es Atzma. Kevin Lo Nichlu Belosa Sei De Lo Sasu. Amazing. To chazir and the Tanna Kamma v'toras kadim shamu tzrach loma minayin shana kevus b'sirus tam loma ki mash chasam behem v'tohut tzrach lidosh mi mash chasam v'lo nilma mi lo sasu Tanna Kamma sfirle de mesaris es odem b'ein tzchor b'ein kevus chayev and de zeh ho ish am mesaris chayev al asirus afil am mesaris de keva Rav Yehuda sfirle da mesaris de keva en o chayev rak isurika al azocha l'saris afil an de keva L'chein av she'ishim muteres l'saras es atzma. Mikomagam osa li'isha achel l'sarasa. Rabbi Yudatana kamachayim malchus. And he found the Rashba says that way. Great, Rashba says, we did with the Rashba. We know the Rashba from last week. The Rashba now at Daf and Shabbos is mekel and everything. I mean, it's a great ride from a Rashba. How can the Rashba say it's mutter? It must be that it's mutter for the woman herself. So therefore he says as follows. Look what he says. It's a great idea, he says. Look what he says. L'fichach muteras d'shtos kos ikrin. Why? Isha, the Isha atzma muteras d'saras es atzma. She can drink the cup because she could have been her own surgeon. I don't know if they have such a thing as doing operation on yourself. Doctor, heal thyself. They don't only think you can do surgery on yourself. So, but if the woman would do surgery on herself and cut out some of the reproductive organ, would be had to govern according to this understanding. Amazing. But if she'd be chayvin pruravu, that'd be awesome because of pruravu. That's what he says. Amazing. And he says everything works out great. The Adka, at the end he says, at the very end of his piece, Tzorach lina lakadmonim o achronim shakulam heviyu ad masnisa didan da'isha rasholishtos ikrin v'lo heviyu alocha ashniya ha'masoros tazcharim chayvas and akevas potter v'kitz and imritz. What's wrong with this pshat? It's a great pshat. Only thing is, he's going to run into the problem which the Ate Arozim brought up. Who remembers what that problem was? Don't remember. The Mishnah Kiddushin says that a woman is different than a man with respect to two lavin, lo sashchis, shaving with a razor, and lo sakif, removing a payas. Yes, the Atzei Arozim is a third one. Uvaratzchem lo sasu. Sirus. That's the Atzei Arozim. Answers the Chasam Sofer. No. It's a din in the Evarim of the male, not in the Evarim of a female. Remember how we said that the Chasam Sofer is an androgynous. Even the androgynous is considered to be in the cave according to Halacha, would be also to remove those organs because it depends upon the organ, not upon the official designation of the person that has that organ as male or female. That was the response that Chasam Sofer starts. But according to this Shiurei Mincha, we're back to square one. He's saying a Chiddush that a woman is completely exempted from the Isser of Sirus. The same way that he probably holds. A woman is exempted from the Yisra of Hashchasa. If a woman takes a razor and shaves a man's beard with a razor, what would be the din? She'd be potter. She's not included in the whole Aveira. Right? So therefore, by the same token over here, the question that becomes, Atei Razim's question, why the Mishnah Kiddush Chavtes say, except for, it's later Chavtes, somewhere in the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin, when the Mishnah says a woman is exempted from those two, Lo Sakev and Lo Shashkis, should have had Sirus to Akasha. They say in Yiddish, from Akasha, Starpinished. Probably some kind of other Teretz somewhere, but that beautiful Teretz of the Chasam himself is not going to work, according to the Shorah Mincha. Adkan my Shiraim from last week. We're now ready to really start the new sugya. Yes?
No, I was actually about to ask that. It still can't work with the Chasam Sofer.
I don't think so, because he's saying that a woman is exempted completely from this. She can even do Sirus on a man.
But he wouldn't say that. He wouldn't necessarily call her a woman.
I understand that, but it should have. It sounds to me, according to his understanding, it really fits right into that Mishnah on in Masechta Kiddushin, as the author was like. Yes.
Is this all the issue with the groan and Malchus?
I don't think so. He says, I don't think so. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to remember this Gemara. Isn't there a Gemara that says that if a woman cuts off the pace of there is a Gemara that talks about
it. The problem's going to be as far as the man is concerned. In other words,
that's all it discusses over
here? Yeah, because the man is going to be in violation. The woman herself has no violation. Except the woman is in violation of causing the man to sin. Is there a Kivega? This is not on you, but I'll tell you anyway. It relates to this. Kivega is the following halacha l'maaseh shaila. A woman walks in, just imagine this. Did you ever walk in and you see someone shaving with a razor? A so-called frumi? It happened to me once. Once in my life. I went to visit someone in the hospital and early in the morning and oh my goodness. The guy's shaving with a razor. I ran up to her. Let's say I'd be a female. Okay. And I'd walk in, and here's a man, he's lathered up, shaved, ready to go like this. I'd say, excuse me, sir, give me the razor. So Kivega says, so you should do. Why? Because I am Misael the Ovri Aveira, because there's an Iser on the Makif and on the Nikif, Mashkas on the Nishkas. That's the sugya, the Misael the Makas and the Rambam and the Raivit. It's an interesting discussion, not for now. One lav, two lav. Says it. Kiveger, and that in those halachas in the Oradea. Kuf Ayin Ches, approximately, look it up. So Kiveger says, if I do nothing, then the man to be over twice. Once the mashkis, once the nishkas, he's both. He's the doer and he's also the subject. If I, the woman, take the razor blade out of his hand and go like this, so he'll still be over in the issue of nishkas, but no issue of mashkis, and I'm exempt. That's Rabbi Kiveger Pasuk, Halacha Levaisa. Shlomo Zalman quotes that. If Shlomo Zalman was bothered the famous question, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tilas Tadayim, I think, if someone's going to walk into your house, he's not going to make a bracha, so you shouldn't give him any food. Because you're Messiah de Obi Aveir. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that's very nice. If I give him no food, he's going to hate me. If he hates me, he'll be Oban Losisa Sachicha Bulavech, which is Isa the rice. If I give him the food, he'll be Oban most of the Rabbanon. He won't make a bracha on the food, no. So therefore, it's better to give him the food than have him hate a Jew. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has a Milcha Shlomo, a famous psak. It's based on this Rabbi Kiveg. Not our Indian house. It's reminding him of Indian, Indian, but also Indian. Rabbi Yisrael, let's start. Did you get the new Maamar Kamos? I assume they came to you. So I had to go to a bris, and it took a long time. The Mishnah Samech Dalel Manav. New sugyas, and everything new. Nosa Isha v'lo v'shoyimo eser shonim v'lo yolda eino v'ashor li botam. Let's stop right over here for the moment. 10 years, that's it. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Nosa Isha v'shoyimo eser shonim v'lo yolda yol tzivit en ksuba. Shemelo yizocha li bonus mimena. We have to get to that idea of Yotzi and Ksuba a little later on in the Shia B'Lineta. Let's first talk about the fertility issues. Said Machaf, in Shein Raya Ladova Zeichel Ladova. Mikates Eser Shonim L'Shevas Avram Be'eretz Canaan. When that happened, after 10 years, when Avram was 85 years old, after he's been Canaan from age 75, as we all know, the first Pasuk, Rehfiyos Pesukim of Lech Lecha, after 10 years, he was 85, Hagar was brought in, and we all know from Rashi and Chumash and Pesukim that Yishmael was born when Avram Avinu was 86 years old. Everyone knows that. And right after Mibia Rishon is Abrach about Hogar, Rashi says, so Avram went from 85 to 86, and he married when he's 85. What happened when he's 75? Lametcha. When we learned last month, we know how long they were married. I never knew till one of the Talmidim told me, it's in Abar Benel. How old Avram Avinu when he was married? Remember from last month? Who remembers? No one remembers? For the first time in my life, someone showed me. I looked it up. He gave it to me, Barbanel. He was 40 years old. He was married 35 years in Chutz Lartz. Can you imagine that? Nothing. God, a shlolam and a minion. 10 years in Eretz Yisrael, that's when Sarah said, time to bring in Hagar. That's the remez. Ein Yeshiva's Chutz Lartz, Oli Lam and a minion. Okay? That's what it says. Fine. Leficha, cholo, hu, o chol, sahi, o shneem, chavush, veis, asurim, and olam and a minion. Okay, good. Ad kan, Rabbosai. That's the Gemara. All right, the Gemara is simple. I mean, that's as far as we're going today in the Gemara itself. Okay. I'll ask you a shayla, Rabbosai. Does this mission apply in Chutz Lartz? Halacha lemaisa. So a couple lived in New York, 10 years, no children. What's it in? What would you say? They have to get, I mean, by the beginning of the Gemara, must they get divorced? Yes or no? What would you say? Yeah. Who votes yes? Who votes no? The no's have it. Because of a Furusha Gemara. Ein Yeshivas Chutz Lartz, Olam and Aminyan. Let's look on the Rush. Turn to the Rush, please. The second line of the Maamar Kamos. Yes, sir.
Could it mean that it's not Olam and Aminyan only when you move to Israel, meaning in that case?
Well, any day you could move to Israel. So I said, the minion hasn't started. The clock hasn't started ticking yet. You haven't moved to Eretz Israel yet. Everyone wants to move to Eretz Israel. All right, but you know it's Simon Yud Beis. The Yesh Rotzim Loma, the Haidina, the Shoyim, the Shoyim, the Enonog Mish Bechutz Lortz. The Talinan, the Onesh Diras Chutz Lortz. Kedashkan Gabi Avram, she Yeshivas Chutz Lortz, lo Olam in a minion. Says the Rush, it's ridiculous. Sorry, guys. Such a weak svara. Okay? The Chazinan Ruba the Inchi Shaparn Viravim Chutz Lartz. Ule echad mini elef shelo zacha libonos meisha achas nitalo ba'onesh diras chutzlar to poach him a period of Arabia? Do you hear what he just said? Echad mini elef? What kind of doctors did they have in Spain in the 13th century? One in a thousand couples was infertile? What's the statistics in America today? Anybody know? Your father's going to spend it in a second. I give you one, guarantee more than one in a thousand. That's for sure. I think it's way much more than that. It could be, it may be a mirna matzui.
After 10 years even?
Yeah. Well, 10 years today they do fertility treatments. But you know, it's hard for you to know. But take your grandparents' age. You know, before they had all these fertility miracles, you'll see there were many, you know, more than today. There were many for Coast Nebuch, didn't have any children. For my generation, we deal with people who are, you know, a generation before us, and an aunt and uncle had no children, you know. It was very sad. But today there's all the kinds of wild medicines that they didn't have. But what they do, one of a thousand? What was going on? Who was the doctor there in the Russia's day, in the 13th century? I want that doctor. I want to bring him into Riverdale. I should establish a hang of a shingle. Guarantee only one in a thousand walk out of here. I mean, one in a thousand altogether. Not those who walk in. It's not a random sample. But anyway, I don't know. It struck me. Anyway, right there. The Gam Kol Elo Amoroyim Debovel the Shakli Vitari Vahidina. Kula b'levnei Eretz Yisrael, shakli b'tarev, v'lo lahem? Are you kidding? All the Amoroi and Pilpul, the whole Blat Gemara. Yes, sir.
Online says, generally worldwide, it is estimated that 1 in 7 couples have problems conceiving, with the incident similar in most countries, independent of the level of the country's health.
Okay, that's problems conceiving. That's a well-known stat. It's about 15%, right, approximately. I know that it says in the books that a couple that's trying to conceive, within the first year, 85% will conceive. That's a disgusting orthodox infertility we have. We have extra issues with being keeping Shtaras and Mishpach. But 85% will succeed. A couple who gets married after a year, and there's no special need or problems, that they're obviously blocking the possibility of having a child. And then they come to me and say, after a year, you want to go to a doctor for a workup? That makes a lot of sense. Before a year, I think it's ridiculous. Everyone's running to the doctor. They're married for a month. And you're not pregnant. Come on, run to the doctor. That's ridiculous. Okay. But after a year, that's what we say, having trouble conceiving means a year. Doesn't say in that internet, well, you know, they have trouble. All right, so go another year and another year. And 10 years. How many, without medical intervention, which they didn't have it in those days, will go 10 years without a child? It's not going to be 15%, but it could be 10%. Whatever, or close to it. What kind of 1 in 1,000? I'm just making this comment. I don't know where it comes from. You let me know if you know the 10-year stats. If you have it, let me know. Bye. From Abba Bazav, the Dama Yizakoi, Havali, Mikamaisa, Bebovel, Havali, Yakam, Epirkin, that's the next one on the base. Yeah. Ayo Mashlo, also the Avraham Yeshiva's Chutzlar. No, it's different, Rabbi Osai. Can't compare every other Jew to Avraham Avinu. But if you should see below, Amokom. And then it says, "Ve'eschol ha'gadol there and only there." V'nisatza v'lo halach. Not only that, and this is a little bit interesting Jewish history. This is the first Jewish history lesson you'll ever learn, because this is almost pre-Jewish history, almost. V'af achash abol eretz Yisrael chazal l'mkomo. What? You never knew about this one. Shebe brisman of sarin, ha'roma ben shivim shanam. Kigolus Mitzrayim, Shneva Bal Kigeres, Rachel Baf Hischil B'Shanolad Yitzchak. Uma Shneva Vahi Mikayz Arbam Yos Shloshim Shana. Osem Shloshim Shana Oyel Ma Mi Bris Ben Absarim Adleidas Yitzchak. Nimtza Shoy Avram Ben Bes Ben Absarim Ben Shivim Shana. Uvosa Shana Beretz Yisraelia. Kinemel Zaracha Nosadis Oras Azos. Uchsev Avram Ben Shivim Shana V'Chamei Shana B'Tezo Mecharon. What happened? Elevare mishabol eretz chuz chazal l'chorin. V'alzeh nenash. Pill they ploy him. Look at Pashas v'lech l'cha. That's not the impression you get. He walked out at 75. Bris ben Absarim is 5 aliyahs later towards the end of lech l'cha. No, that's all before the final lech l'cha. This is a pella and muk l'mucha b'tar. Wow. B'zeno l'meidin. Shemot cholo, et cetera. then we it's a different story. We don't count the 10 years. But stop living in Chutz Lartz, that's ridiculous. So says the Rosh. He doesn't like this kula whatsoever. He doesn't like it. Yes, sir.
How does he explain the Gemara? It just doesn't
work. No, explain it to Gemara. Avraham Avinu, the Chutz Lartz didn't count for him because Hashem told him to go to Eretz.
The Gemara doesn't make it seem like it's only a din for Avraham Avinu.
It
makes it seem like it's a general
cloud. The Gemara says... I understand, but since it's right from Avraham Avinu, therefore it doesn't go beyond Avraham Avinu. That's a suggestion which is made. Okay, now it's interesting. What did the Rosh mean? What did these people mean, I should say? Did they mean, Rabbi Osai, that the whole din, that if you're married for 10 years, Eina Rashar Livotel does not apply in Chutz Lartz? Or do they mean that you don't force him in Chutz Lartz? Remember, it's quite clear in the Gemara, Yotzi, the whole book, big toast about it, you force him to get divorced or take a second wife. What's pshat? What do they mean? These gedolim who said it does not apply in Chutz Lartz, what do they mean? It means there's no mitzvah at all in Chutz Lartz? Or mean you don't force him in Chutz Lartz? That's what the Korban and Sanna quotes here in a number of various comments about this very point. For example, over here, we have the Korban and Sanna. In Os Hay, it's quoted. Umad de Kamar, Lepotro mi Piri Verivya. That these people are part of you completely. Lo yadana mehecha yolaflo. Ed lo kaifina le. Afila bemili. Ki hechid lo kaifina na yeshiva seret shol de sharin shiad kan. No. And the Rosh got it wrong. The Rosh understood that the Yesh wrote some lomar, part of you from the mitzvah completely. Chalila v'chalila. They say you have to do it, but we're not going to force you to do it. By saying that, you make the shita more tenable. The general rule is that the less radical, the more tenable. If it means it's not even a mitzvah at all, it's untenable. Chacham Tzvi didn't mean that. Then you don't force him. Then it's tenable. All the rights fall away. We're not going into every last one of the comments over here. They're very interesting comments. I put in the parentheses on the Mar Makoma sheet. It's fascinating. But I'm not going to go into it. That's the main point. That's the main point. Okay. Interesting. Okay, let's set this aside and go to the next excuse why people don't divorce their wives after 10 years. That's found in the Mordechai. Well, that's the fourth line of Amakot. Let's take a look at the Mordechai. Simen Nun. There's really two other reasons. We'll see one more very important. Let's see what it says. The Mordechai Simen Nun, it's on page test in our edition. Last 10 lines or so. It says, Garcina Neperek Hamadir. You only force the issue when if a man marries a woman who's possible, it's asura to him. Ushmul amar, afnosa isha v'shoim v'esha shanim, kofen osa lahotzi, to machlokas rav and shmul. V'nira d'alocha k'rav. Say rav, e masa l'psulus. Then he goes further. Rav shmul nami lo pligi ele b'eretz Yisrael. Vahi Brisa Samchina Bismanazer, Shana Bukhutzart, from the Shon Tfemes and Shana and Kovan Lahotzi. For two reasons. One, it doesn't apply to Chutzart. But the second one, we don't paskin Kofin. It's a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. That's the second reason. Now the third reason. For Garcina the Perkheska Sabatim, amazing Gemara of Samach and Beit. Dinush and Nigzer Alatsmenu, after the brackets. Shalolisa Isha Vishalholid Bonim. Can you imagine that? The Mishapush the Xeras Hamalchus. It's not just Tam all the time. According to Gemara, the last staff of Cheskas Abatim. I'll read it to you from the Gemara proper. Baba Basra Samach Amid Beis. The very end of Cheskas Abatim. What is it like this? We'll be Yom, the last full line of the parak. Biyom shapashta malchus harishah shegozeros lenim zeros rots v'koshes umavatelatz v'menu torah v'mitzvahs in Menachas Hasanu Dikonos Shavua Ben of the Shua Ben Dinu Shenigzer Al Atzmeinu Shlodisa Isha Lolid Banim Benimsa. Very important line now. Zaro Shal Avram Avinu Kolam Me'elof. Since being killed by the Goyim, will die a natural death. Exactly what we said in Mitzrayim, right? Amram divorced his wife. Why should we have kids? They're going to be thrown into the river. Right? Rashi says, Rashbam. Me'ela, Binyan Tov, Loya de Ovi Kachavim. Umitzis lo yivat the world. Will be killed by the Goyim, or they will be do a various place in the Goyim. Why did they make this Zera? No one should get married and have children. Ella! Last line. Hanach lam the Yisrael. Mutav shushogin v'ayu mezidin. You heard that expression before? Better they should be shogin, not mezidin. Not long we're going to come back to the last piece of the Mount Makomas, way at the bottom of the page. It's going to come back again. In any event, that's what it says. No. So therefore, if a guy has kids, he has kids. If he doesn't have kids, he's really doing the right thing, not having kids. Because we should all not have kids, based on this Gemara. What an amazing reason not to force anybody to divorce after 10 years anymore. It's given on this basis. It's the Mordechai. It's right here in front of your nose. Right here. Here it says. Hilgach l'chol ha'pochas en kofen l'holtzi. I feel about it's a shrach. I think we're not the ksuba part right now. Atkan, three reasons that we don't force people. One, chutz l'aretz. Two, because it's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel and we pass them like Rav and ksubas. And three, because it is Gemara that the Xeris, etc., etc. Three separate and distinct reasons that we wouldn't force anybody nowadays to divorce his wife after 10 years. And that's what it says. Now, it's interesting that the Rivash was bothered. How come we don't force people to do what they're supposed to do these days? Rivash is cited at length in the Darkei Moshe, in Siman Aleph, right, the opening Siman of Eben Ezer, in the Darkei Moshe, Sivkotin Bay Gimel, I think. And it's quoted, Sivkotin Gimel, and it's quoted in the Ramo himself, in the Haggah, a little bit briefly, in Siv Gimel, that I ask you to see. Ramo writes like this. Uvizman hazeh nogu shlo lochuf hazeh. Guy's not getting married until age 20. We're not going to force him. V'chem yishlo kimpir v'rivyo bo liso isher yana basbonim akoros kena o ktana. Whatever reason. What do you mean reason? He likes her. He loves her. Choshek bo. O mishamama shala. Money. They're both bad reasons. I guess culturally, probably she's good looking, or she has money, and he wants to marry her, and she's not going to have any kids. Afal pish and medina, hoyalo limchosbo. We should have stopped him. We should make a protest. Right? Lo nogu mikame doros the daktek binyana zivugim. He mentioned this a long time ago from the close of Megareba. Vafilu benosa isha v'shoyimo es hashanim. Lo nogu lochof also legarsha. Afal pish lo kiyem period v'rivya. V'chein b'shar en yonei zivugim. V'vash lo te'asu olam. It's an issue. We have no choice but to force them to get divorced. Anything short of that, not. Ad kan, a very brief excerpt from the Rivash, as it's cited in the Ramo here, in this Hagon, Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Aleph of Gimel. If you look in the Torah, Dark Emotion, Sifkot and Gimel, gives you a much lengthier quotation of the Rivash. The Vilna Gaon, as you know, as a purist, he didn't go for shtick. He didn't like this whole thing. What are you talking about? These three reasons, he didn't like any of the three reasons. These three reasons that you shouldn't force someone to get divorced after 10 years, he said, strike one, strike two, strike three. Strike out. He didn't like any of the three reasons. And I ask you to see the Groh, if you see it yet. It's in Sivkot and Yud. I'll read you some of the highlights of the Groh. Siman Aleph, Sivkot and Yud. Looks in the Mordechai, Halacha Karav, or it's a question of the Gemara Baba Basra, etc. Ledina kol einu tainas dechuyer saying. All these are very shvera tainas. Number one, he says, the kaimel kishmuel. Look at Simon Kuf Nun Dalet. It's on the Mara Makom, so we'll get to it later. We pass on that you would force him to get divorced after 10 years. Chutzlaretz? The Rosh said it's ridiculous. Baba Basra? Look in Tarsus. Look in Tarsus. Okay, go on to look after look. Dinu shenigzer al atzmenu shalodisa noshin. Tema! Haksiv puruvu! What do you mean? What's going on over here? V'shema al osen shekvakimu piriya v'rivya komar. Zar shalavram kola. V'haynu zar shalavram kola shalo yole lebenu bas. ZPG. You ever learn about that? ZP. You know what it stands for? Correct. That's what all the greeners want to introduce. For the world environment, zero population growth. Rabbi Sai, it means there are going to always be some couples not going to have kids. Right? What do you say, 10%, whatever it's going to be. So if everyone has ZPG, just have two kids, and the number of generations, everyone's going to disappear. So I call it gradually. I have only one kasha, it's based on statistics, Rabbi Sai. This is true if every couple would have a boy and a girl in the first two chances. Then he'd be right, ZPG. You know, but it's not that way. I think by my statistics, anyone taking math, only 50% of all families begin with a boy and a girl. Do a little arithmetic. You can have boy, 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 girl, girl, boy, girl, girl. So it's only half the chances to be a boy and a girl. So that can have to try weiter to have it. So we have to fill this off on the cable, right? So you take your math and figure it out. How many children does the average person have a boy and a girl? The numbers are going to be significant enough that, to my mind, is going to outweigh the number of childless couples. I'm not sure what it means, Darash Avram, to call him Elov, if you're going to have it with this Tysus. I don't understand it, but if you can do the math, get better math than me, you'll let me know. In any event, this is what the Gra quotes Tysus is saying, that you can't, it's just not true what the Mordechai says over here. I gave you my Meshech Chochma, I'm not going to repeat it again. Those are just, maybe we weren't here then. The Meshech Chochma says, in a minute, that the reason why women are not chayv in Puru Revu, one of his reasons is because otherwise she'd have to divorce her husband, as it were, to make sure he divorces her in order to have a child. And the Torah never wants divorce. A man doesn't have to divorce his wife, he can take a second wife. So I said, now we have Chaim ben Gershom, he can't take a second wife. So the spirit of the law reverts back to what's true in the beginning of the Gemara by Nekeva. We don't like divorce, so therefore that's my own reason why we don't force divorces with Bizman Azeh. Adkan, yes?
Shouldn't this with the Raisa, like, override the Kana and she will marry another one?
We have to discuss the question whether Rabbeinu Gershom made his Cherim in the face of the mitzvah of the Raisa of Puru Avud, as I asked, that's in the Yomar Makomas, Mukha Yosef. We'll get to it, Mir Tashem soon. Adkan. Any questions so far? Yes?
Sir? I'm just assuming that it doesn't apply nowadays, the Karamah, like,
I'm just saying that I don't know anybody. I don't know a single solitary person. I don't know of any who divorced his wife after 10 years of not having children. Who does know of such a person? We all know someone who has no children. We just don't do it. What, they all rishoyim? They're not following the halacha? It must be that but they're big tzaddikim. Not just people who we don't force them. Tzaddikim. Didn't follow this halacha. You have to give your name of the childless goyim tzaddikim in the last 50 years. So, Chazanish, the story goes, his wife said, "If you do, okay, you want to divorce me?" And way back in the bed, I'm going to jump off the bridge into the water. So it's pikuach nefesh, a different story. That's how the story is told. Yes, sir.
The reason why I'm a little bit skeptical about Rebbe's answers is because the Mishnah says the garish. I mean,
we have to get to that. Why the garish? Just not have two wives. We'll talk about that. We believe that we'll get to it. Now, both sides, let us take a bit of a digression to the Tosfos. It's not a digression. This is the most critical sugya, but it's a bit of a digression from the Puru Revu aspect, which we'll come to a little bit later. I want to go a little bit more on the order of the Makaris and see the Tosfos first, and then we'll come to see the Mukha Yosefs and talk more about the Puru Revu aspect proper. Okay? Now, both sides. Samach Dalet Amad Aleph. Yotzi v'yiteng su. It's such an important tosis. It's so, so important. And Rabbi Yossi, I'll tell you, our business is dealing with this right now. Right now. I kid you not. He said, Mamish, Omen el aper. B'sof ha-madir. It's in Ksuba Sayan Zayin. Ika plukta d'amaroi. Shenosa isha. B'shoa imo eser shanim im kofen also lahotzi im lav. We saw already in the Mordechai. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. B'kosher l'man diyamar ein kofen. That's Rav. Tikshilei mehocha dekatani yotzi. Enough in the brisa. I mean, Rav Tana upolid. Gemara doesn't say it. I don't say it all the time. So it's shver. Someone says it in the name of Rav. I'm not sure if someone in the name of Rav can be polid. This I don't know either. Because it says yotzi. V'loshen yotzi masha b'kfiya. How do you know? Ki the mash mahosam in that same daf and I in Zayin and Alvin Ksubas. Yom Rav. Rav saying same Rav. Ha'omer eini zon ve'eini mefarnes. Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. Someone who said, I'm not going to support my wife. What is this between zon and mefar? What is zon? What is mefarnes? Right? If you got married, it says on your ksuba. You should know what it says there. On the eflach, the acre, that's the you're going to work, and you're going to cherish. Next two words, be'ezon, I will feed. Afarnes, I will support. Whenever I'm doing a wedding, I tell that to the chosni. You feed and support. What's it between feed and support? Feed is the food, and support is all the other needs. Okay? So the guy says, Aini zon, veini mefar, I'm not going to give you for food, not for your other needs. Yotzi v'yitin ksuba. Fek the Gemara in ksuba sayin zayin, uparach alei Shmuel, ad shekofen osa lahotzi. Instead of taking a whip and forcing him to divorce her, yechafuhu lazun. Force him to feed her. Go to his bank account, garnish his wages or his account, and give the money to his wife so she can go to the grocery store and eat. So what do you see? That the word yotzi means you force. How do you force? You force him to divorce, you force him to feed him. As the case, it means force, not just you say you're not a nice guy. V'nire d'la'u mashma yotzi l'kfiya elahecha sha'osa le'isha shalo kidin. When it says in a brisa, and the guy is doing something which is wrong to his wife, then yotzi means you force him. Aval hocha she'eno ela mishum de'eno rashor le'batla mipiri v'rivya. Nothing to do with what he's doing. He's not doing anything to her, Shaloka did. Nebuch, they're no children. They're all crying. So lo mashma lashon kfiya. Even though it says yotzi, doesn't mean kfiya. V'chol hanu da hamadi. On that same daf. T'tznan v'hu. Yotzi v'yiten ksuba. V'kfiya koma. You force him to do it. Why? Kevan shemisnag imo Shaloka did. He's not conducting himself properly. Therefore, you force him to give her a divorce. Uli'el b'acholetz, back on Yevamos Lamates. Nami, Amrina. Kishe'ein rotze lo li'yabein v'lo lachlotz. The guy doesn't want to do anything. A recalcitrant brother-in-law. I'm not going to do yivmo chalitza. Says the Gemara. The chos and etzel godol l'michbiye. You go to the older brother and you force him to do yivmo chalitza. Lefihi, why? Shemisnaig ima shalo kedin. She'ein rotze lo lichtos v'lo liftor. Either do Yimach Litz, they want to neither. You force him. How do you force him? Why, what do you put out placards? Oh, no. V'nira de kofen also b'shotim. What's shotim mean? Sticks, whips. De ibn mili. You'll force him with words. Who remembers that? I use the word sticks for a good reason. Stick. Who remembers that? Sticks and stones. Can you finish the poem? Will break my bones. But names will never harm me. You know, didn't you learn that even in your youth? Gives to the Yankasa? Right? You use words. Ah, worked. Even mealy. I'm a besofa madadik. It's all the same daf. All the same daf. I ain't anyone out. The bidvorim lo yivosar oved. It's a pasuk. Bidvorim lo yivosar oved. That a man is not going to be forced to do what he doesn't want to do with dvorim. Dvorim, you know. Names will never harm me. You're not going to get me to do what I don't want to do if you're just going to use words. You have to use sticks or straps, or whips. That's what works. It's words alone just won't get the job done. That's the Gemara comes over here in Ksubis. Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. That pasuk is quoted. If you want to look it up later on, you'll find it in the last line. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. The pasuk is in Mishlei Perek Chav Tes. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen with words. You have to use force. Okay? So says Tosis. So far, so good, Rebosa. Fine. The Tema. No, so any questions asked now? These big toes have to chop them into pieces to be able to digest them properly. We did part one. Part two. V'teima. D'chi parach b'hamadir. On that same daf. L'man d'yom ha'kofin. What's the kasha? B'nosa isha v'shoim es ha'shan. That's Shmuel Shita. B'letanye b'hadi elu sh'kofin osa l'hotzi. Hakam sh'es ha'shan was not found in the list in the Mishnah. The Yakovel Otsi. What's in the Mishnah? The Eilish Yakovel Otsi. Mukesh Chin Ubal Polipus and Mekametz and Mitzarif Nechoshes Vabursi. Five cases which he simply can't handle it. He has Shchin. It boils all over him. It's even dangerous for her health. Chazal say if they're together, so it's mamish dangerous. What does it mean? Bal Polipus. The Gemara explains. Bal Polipus has Reach HaPeh. He has incorrectible bad breath. Can't go near the guy. He tried scope and Listerine and whatever he tried. High level, strong level, whatever they give it to him. Nothing else. He has a bad breath, an odor, nothing can overcome. I never heard of the case, but okay. So she can't go near the guy. Okay, so how can she stay married to him? That's Bal Polipus. Okay, what else do we have over here? Get Muka Shin, Bal Polipus. And the comments, Mitzarev, Nechosh, and Bruce also have these smells in them because they work in the tanneries. You just can't get it out of them. What do you mean? Take a shower. Use deodorant. Doesn't help. But he used fancy deodorant. Doesn't help. The best, strongest. Doesn't help. And then you can't go near the guy. So the male, you have to force a divorce. Okay? And that's what it says. Says Tosfos. Back over here in Yevamos Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. This is false. So the Gemara wants to know, according to Shmuel, why isn't this case of 10 years found in the same Mishnah? Tikshle nami mikol hanad v'statanan bahamadir. Over here, the Narash and Spatza, the Omer, in Ksubis. He efshi, elani bibigdi, he bibigda, yotzi v'yitin Ksubim. Crazy guy. He wants to only have beer with his wife when they're, I guess we'll say, nearly fully clothed. Nearly, I mean, if they're fully clothed, it's not going to go. But they make a little hole, but also makom, and everyone else wearing clothes. And he thinks that's some kind of frumkeit. That's how the Parsiim did it. Some crazies. That's not normal, Rabbi Osai. I know that some people, when you were in high school, they taught you about the hole in the sheet. Whatever. Baloney. Absolute baloney. It's terrible. It's a terrible, shmoti sheron, klaya, on what the Torah says. Pekert. That's grounds for divorce. Grounds for divorce. The guy has this crazy notion in his head. Okay? Fine. Vudisov Pirkin and Samachayim and Aleph. Omarab Ami Hanosi Isha Al Ishto Yoti Teng Suba. The man takes a second wife, according to one opinion, you force it to divorce her. So why aren't they asked that should also be there? V'yesh Loma. Lokotoni Hanach. What's the next word? Is it Zion? Lokotoni Hanach. Where's the Zion? The As. Vav. The Asya. I'm sorry. Lokotoni Hanach. The Asya Kfiya. Did who? Are they pshias bal? Elahano the asin memela mukashchin. It's his fault. I think he wants that shchin. Bal polipus. He wants bad breath. I think he wants it. But the katani mitzarev and mekames of brusi avapisha nasu achashenasu. Are they went into that profession? Even though they did something, but hano ain't a miskavden lahakden l'tzaris aisha. Trying to make a living. They're not trying to cause the wife pain and distress. That's only those that are found in that mission. Miu Kasha. The list the Bo Machmas Taina. Some of Besov Pirkin Samachemid Bays. The Kofan also the Hotzi. Apapishen Poshea. The Mayochol Aso Shu Okur. So if it's his fault they can't have children, you force him to divorce her. So why isn't that found over there? The Nira the Beforish. The Kotani Sefer, it says in the Sefer, is in Ksuba Safayin Zayin, Bein Shehoyu Wachelo Nisu, Bein Mishenisu. The Kulam Rabbi Meir, Yecholi Shetomar, Svura Ha'isa the Kabel, and I can no longer take it. Says Tosfos, V'hochalo Shayach Lemistibo, Svura Ha'isi, Shani Yecholo the Kabel. V'ruba Matarti Ba'ishinuya. That's going to answer, technical answer, why they didn't ask the Kasha, I'm certain. These are technicalities in the Sugya. This concludes Rabbi Osai, the second part of the Tosfos. Now we come back to the third and I guess, most important part. We assumed until now that in these cases where it says Yotzi, you forced a man with a whip or the equivalent to give his wife a get. Says Tosfos. Uvi Rishalmi Mashma Dein Kofin Bahano. That you do not force in these examples. The Tnan Bahamadir Bacholano. The Tnan Bahamadir. V'rach heviu b'shili afalpi. The Rabbeinu Chanan quoted in Ksubas. V'zel shon Yerushalmi. Sof almona nizomis. Taninan. We're now starting the first wide line in the Spiktosis. Get hama'usa b'Yisrael kosher b'v'gachov and posel. Omar Shmuel posel. U'posel l'kuhuna. Some semblance of a get. The reach again. V'yomar Shmuel. Ein ma'asin ela l'psulos. You only force someone to divorce his wife if his wife is a psula, she's absolutely prohibited to him. Frekti Rishalmi, v'taninan amader ishta milihonos, your force, u'mishani, shamanu shemotzi, yotzi, shamanu shekofin, bitmiya, shma minofnis Rishalmi, then kofin ela hecha de katoni, beferish kofin, aval hecha damer rabbanan yotzi, velo pirshu kofin, omelo, Chivucha Rabbanan Lahotzi. The rabbis have decided you are obligated to divorce your wife. And if not, rabbis, and if not, V'yim Lahotzi, Muto Likroso Avaryono. That's our threat. We can call him an Avaryon. Whoa, 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 whoa. Put a big sign, Avarian, on his front door. Think that's going to scare him. Name's never harming. Okay. Aval l'chafoso b'shotim lo. The girsas rach. What's the rach's girsa in the sugya in Ksubis, Rabbi Osai? The question is the case of Eini Zav, Eini Mepharnix. B'divrei Rav Ha'omer Eini Zon Veini Mefarnes Kofin also Lahoti Vitin Ksuba. Oh, he had the word Kofin explicitly. So therefore the Gemara had every right to ask the Kasha here in Ksubis. Daf Ayin Zayin Omud Aleph. I'm reading to you from our Gemara, our Shas. Where the Gemara is over here, Abosai. The Gemara says, where is it? Ha'oma Eini Zav Eini Mefarnes, our gears is Yoti Yitin Ksuba. Yiracha de Girsa, Kofin. What's the Kasha? Ad She Kofin Oso Lahotzi Yechafu Lazen, as we saw quoted earlier. Oh, so the Racha de Girsa of Kofin, but if it would say only play Yoti, you would not be Kofin. Fine. Vaita, Gagana, Vaita. Vida Choletz, the Chosen Eitzel Godel Mechpie. Hainu Dama, the Kofin, we know why. Lifi Shemona'a Mikol Inyone Ishus Bein Tashmish Bein Mizonos. The guy's giving her nothing. Right? No physical relationship and no food. Abo Mishim Tashmish Amita Lechudei O Mishim Mizonos Lechudayu, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, Ein Kofin, Ein Kofin. What's the obvious kasha on this, Rabbi Osai? What's the obvious kasha? The Gemara said, according to Girsas Arach, Ha'omer Eini Zon Veini Mefarnes Kofin V'Yitin Ksuba. He's not restraining Tashmish from her. He's only taking her food away. So what do you mean, calling Mona calling Yoni Ishus? What's going on over here? You have to get that kasha? The Korban Asalas. That's why I say that Korban Asalas. Os Shin. Keep one hand here in Tosfos. And with one hand turned to the rush, see the carbon and saddle O's shin. O's shin. In Simon Yudal. Hainosh Bishvil Shabonayam and a call on issues. Fahai, the Aini Zon, the Aini Mefarnes, yes, Al Kasha. Havi Kilu Monea. Call in Yonah Yishus, me man, why? The Parnasa Umezoni Tarti Mili Ninu. You have to give food, support. That's called call Yonah Yishus, even though he's willing to live with her physically. It's a chiddush nifla. Pasha pshat in the words of Tosfos is that they both take away her monetary support and her physical support. That's called the Yonish. That's the Torah Nisal's answer. If there's a better answer, you'll let me know. Ad Khan, I wanted to give you what he said. Back to the Tosfos. Oh. I have cholets. We said before, kol yonish. Good. No, Tosfos is at the last minute chickens out and fouls the rach. You know there's so many rice the other way around. Tosfos is scared to go against the rach. Of course, Yerushalmi, afraid to go against it. We're afraid. Rabosai, how many cases does the rach go on? Does the rach go on many, many cases that we don't force? What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, "Nasa Isha v'Shamim v'Shoshanim v'Yolda and v'Shol Yibotel." Okay, and the Brisa says, "Nasa Isha v'Shamim v'Shoshanim v'Yolda Yotzi Tengsuba." Did the Rach say his piece on our Brisa as well? Tosfos, you can't tell. Turn to the Rush. That's what the Rush says. Turn to the Rush, please. Simon Yud Alf. We already saw Simon Yud Beis. A little bit out of order, but it's okay. Now in Simon Yud Alf. Not going to be the whole thing all over again. The very end, I ask you to see. For Rashi Pirish Mishmaitin, in our print, it's on page Lamed Gimel, column 2, line 5, with a small tuffet. For Rashi Pirish Mishmaitin, Shekofen Osset Bez in the Hotzi, because of Rav Alfazal. This is quoting the riff. I feel it b'shoti. I feel the omri e diarna bahadei bahad besade lo shakinala. Eliyotzi ten ksuba. Kigasini perik hamadir shom. Yeah. Says the Rosh. Utmihani heich nochuf kevan da'ama b'Yerushalmi. The end kofin. We saw the Tosfos, he was close to Yerushalmi. He assumes Yerushalmi refers not only to the other cases in Ksubis, but it refers to our Mishnah and Brisa as well. Of Eser Shanim. How can it be? Force them to go against enough of the Yerushalmi? V'shema samchu al zedek asinim v'gemor di dam v'chol asfaram. Omer zayim en mefarnes. Eni zayim en mefarnes. Yolitin in Ksubim. V'log asinim kofin also. Right? The Rachat hears of kofin. That's what comes out from our Girsa. That's reason number one. Oshema ikal emema. Tochi parach Shmuel Rav. Osa kfiya shata omer. Sheosano kadela sheyotzi. Dahaina benidui. They put him in chayre. Osa kfiya atzma. Yasul olazun. He's discussing the distinction between putting him in chayre and whipping him. That's what he's driving at. Umasha anu tzvicha lechalik lepirish v'bein hachanan azal v'ein inui the kol min ha'ishus v'ein inui the tashmish o mazonos gam the dochak the inui tashmish u ikar ha'ishus v'gam ha'minias mazonos v'rash yichufu b'shoti t'im lo kein tamas b'rov v'cheven de pligi bar avosa roi l'hachmir shalo lochav b'shoti t'lo levi get ma'useh. The fear of making a mistake here is so strong, even though the rate of evidence is you should force him to give her a divorce, we do not force him. We're afraid of the Gemma Usa. Shalom, shalom, kazin. Ad Khan, the Rosh towards the end of Simin Yud Aleph. The Rosh clearly learns that this Chumra of the Rach and the Rishalmi applies to the 10-year situation as well. In a sense. As a matter of fact, they're both sites. This is on the Makoros. I'm not sure if you have it here in the back. We paskin halacha this way. Not found over here. Kuf nun dalid siv chaf aleph. There the Shulchan Aruch writes that all these cases, I read you the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's kuf nun dalid Sif Chaf Aleph. Here we are. Kuf Nundalet Chaf Aleph. Kol Eile She'amru Lahotzi Kofen Afilu B'Shotim. Oh, Pashup Shat. First Sheet of Tosis. V'yeshomim. Shekol mi shelo nema bo v'talmud b'feirish kofen lahotzi eliyotzi b'levad ein kofen b'shotim elo oru lo chachamim chivuch lahotzi v'lo tochi mutu l'kros chavaryon. He quotes both opinions and he's chashish for both opinions. Kol el shabu, all the cases. Says Ramah, the cave and the eka plukta their avosa roya lahachmir shalo lochav b'shotim shalo yehei haget me'usa. He quotes the Rosh. So we're scared stiff of get me'usa, rightfully so. Yes, sir.
What are the practical ramifications of consul and Mavaria beyond the fact that
unfortunately, not so much.
Is it like a cherem or not even?
It's not a cherem. Cherem is, you know, we saw before, you know how to do a cherem. A cherem is the equivalent of hitting him. Excommunication. I wish it had more effect. It does have a little bit of effect. We have somebody who works for Ora. It works, something, right? Somebody's once in a while, you call a guy a bum. Say, you know, you're supposed to give a wife a get, the plaque of the Bezdin. You put up placards and you start making tumbles. Once in a while, the guy's going to give the get. Once in a while. It works sometimes. Sometimes. He's embarrassed, whatever it is. Sometimes. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work, so. The first day in Shomos is use Shotim, and then nowadays we're not doing that. Okay. Now, the question, of course, becomes, is the 10-year the same as the others? So the Drisha on this Simon, the Drisha is outraged by this rush. Because it's ridiculous. And in this case, for sure, you have to do Kfiyah. You know why? You know why? It's a mitzvah. Kofen al mitzvah, Zigmar Ksubas. Once you have Ksubas open, we're open to Ksubas, Rav Moshe Sofer, to Ayin Zayinim and Aleph, a short trip, move a little, few dapim later. I think it's Pei Vavim and Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. Pei Vavim and Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Listen to this. The Gemara says, mitzvah say, Omer lo asei sukkah v'ena oseh, lulav v'ena oseh, makin oso achetei se nafsho. No chokhmas, Rabbi Isai. The guy doesn't do a mitzvah, you whip him till he dies. He has to do the mitzvah. So what the Jerusha says is, all the other cases, the guy's not behaving like a good husband. That's a benam l'chaveiro. There, the Rach, the Yerushalmi, was scared to do kfir. Here? It's a straightforward kviya. Whip him till he sits in the sukkah, and whip him till he takes a lulav, whip him till he has pruravu. Nothing to do with the other cases throughout Masechta Ksubas. You force someone to do the right thing towards his spouse and divorce someone who's not treating her properly. There's nothing to do with that at all. Ben Amla Moko. So for sure you'd be kofer. He doesn't see any reason to disagree. He doesn't understand the rush. So it's the drisha of both sides. It's in Simon Kuf Nun Dalit Sivkoton Nun Dalit. Yeah. It's interesting. If you look in the Nemuke Yosef that I asked you to see, he also discusses this idea that it's Kofen Al HaMitzvah. You shouldn't think I just made it up out of nowhere. Always got to see things inside. Let's open to the Mishnah. Nemuke Yosef in the Mishnah. I didn't have my Gemara with me. I made the Makoros. I gave you only the old fashioned topic. It's Yud Testament Beis and the old fashioned Dapim. Okay. Let's see if I can find the Anubimars. It is Nun Dalet. Whole discussion over here in the Nemuke Yosef about this halach. What does he say? Take it from the beginning. The whole thing is interesting, so we'll take it from the beginning. Okay? Towards the very beginning of page Nadal, we'll say the fifth narrow line. Umasha mina Yerushalmi. Lo yolda lav dafka. Hu adinim hoyo lo bonim umesu. Monolo bishosh umesu. In other words, once they die, you didn't approve, you got to start 10 years. Count all over again from the time that the children died. V'yesha pirshu d'chol sh'yesh lo v'lad echot chai ein kofenos o l'garsha. D'ho yolda? U'mas nisin v'lo yolda katoni? Toshib shah? Nosa esa shana v'lo yolda. Right? If she had one child, you can't say about a lo yolda. Some refute that proof. Everyone with me? I'm in the top right here in the Mukhi Yosef, page Nundal. In our print, it's your testament based in the old print.
So one child has to be from this guy or just no, she had one kid?
Right. We'll see soon. Look what it says. Ela sheyesh mefarshim acherim. Dahai v'lo yolda. Aresha demasnis in the mitzvahs piri v'rivyu. Hazocha nekeva koi. Look, it's printed in our, in the Rif, it's printed as one big Mishnah. The aforementioned quota of Zoch and Akeva. Some say, "If Ken Koshel Yolda Zoch and Akeva, Ainu Asholi Bottle. If Yemes Aechad Sheyolda Ain Monelah Mishosh Shemes Al Mishosh Sheposka Miletus." For Rashi Al Kosav Shirisha Nir Lo Ika. Fine. Honey, I'm divorcing you. Why? We have 10 boys. Boys should give 10. You should give a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the roof. Yeah, but I want approval. I need a girl. You can't produce any girls, obviously. Or, you know, I don't know. There's certain part of the various discharges the woman has can affect the gender of the child. It's acid. It's not how it happens. I'm not going to all those protim at the post can talk about based on Gemaras in Masechet Nida and elsewhere. Whatever. I can only have boys from you. That's ridiculous. We don't do it. Then he goes further. Well, osam shekiblu chem rabbeinu gershom shlohisa isha acheres al ishto. Hash tanami eino yochel. Okay. Can't do it. He assumes for this moment at Poshup Shah that the Cherim and the Gershom was stated even in this kind of a case. Whatever this kind of a case means, which we'll see momentarily. Fine. So the next line says what I was looking for. Upirish ene vashali batal shekofenos l'gashvashem kiyum mitzvahs piriyah v'rivyah kimo shekofen al shah mitzvahs ksumas ha-pevav. I read you the Gemara. Lulav, sukkah, it's a pruribu. It's a difference. Others are going to say can't compare the two at all. Lulav, here, take this, mister. Sukkah. Go into this sukkah, mister. Pruribu. Marry this woman, mister. Marry this woman. She'll slap me across the face. I'm going to marry you. Or, if she's willing to marry him, this woman. Doesn't pass the eye test. I can't marry this woman. So, you know, it's not like taking a lulu. I don't like this estric. Just hold on to the estric, man. Ah, oh, my grandfather, nice estric. I don't care. Hold on to the estric for 1 second. But I'm going up with me. I can't look at this estric. But a wife, just... You have to be able to be compatible. It's not so easy to force. It's part of the. Look at the Pisachei Tshuva in Siman Aleph. He has such a lashon. I put that on the Ramah Kovas. You should just get a glimpse here in the Pisachei Tshuva in Siman Aleph here in Sifkot and Hay. He has such a lashon. You're very nice. You're going to force somebody to fulfill the mitzvah of Puru Ravu. He'll say, he quotes a language, this to this. Zivug Noe. What is Zivug Noe? He wants a gorgeous girl. Now, he's a koifer, this guy. He's mamish a koifer. Some of my tamim are koifer too, I'm sorry to say it. Why? The mefurish gemara. I think it's Shimon said it. Benos Yisrael knows him. Whoever thinks that the average girl is not good looking is a koifer. Koifer in the divrei chazal. Now, there could be a miyach and a matzui. I'm willing to admit to that. That, you know, I'm willing to admit to that. But to say that you need this superstar from Hollywood, a model, a chutzpah, you're a koifer in the divrei chazal. Benos Yisrael knows him. So you say, I have to wait for your zivik noah. That's probably a koifer. You're probably waiting for some, model. But all right, but you can't force somebody to prove. He has to find a woman. Not going to have a mistress. He needs a wife. So he has to be compatible in all other ways of life, not just having a baby. So it's not so easy to force someone in these areas. That's part of what the Pesach Teshuva implies over here in Sif Katan Hey. Okay. Fine. Now, interesting question, Rav Osai. This halacha of kofin is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. You force a guy to divorce his wife. Let me read you something very interesting. Yeah. Here we are. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Yud. You know, this may be actually in the back. It should be in the back. Open to your Amish Ben Amali. This should be here. It should be here. Let's see if it's here. Page Lama Tess. Wow. Yes, it's here. The last line of the first column on page Lamates. Nasa isha v'shas v'yutshanim lo yolda yotzi v'yiten ksuba. O yisa isha ruya lele. Lo ratza kofin also acha yotzi. Here's that. I'm passing kofin. So the Gro didn't like. The Gro, what are you telling me about how he passed you, that the Mordechai quotes the Shita Rabbi? He passed like Shmuel. Mefurish mechaber. Or so would appear anyway. Fine. Skip a few lines. V'yeshomim to kol zeh im lo holed klal avlam holed zera kayama afapishol kiyim adayim period rivet with a boy and a girl and kol falotzi rivosh. Look back at Siman Aleph. V'zman hazeh hei noag in loch of klal, etc., etc., etc. Okay, these are all coming from over here. So I saw in the Beis Shmuel over here in Sifkot and Chavdalet. Ain't kol falahotzi. This kind of a case where what? The Ramos case. The case in which he has a boy. Has a girl. Doesn't have a boy and a girl. Says the Beis Shmuel, Hainu shehi ru'uya od laholid. Avok she's a kena, kol falahotzi. What a chumra narua. You know what he's saying to the Beis Shmuel? A man keeps having boys and keeps having girls. Who knows how many he has. And now his wife is postmenopausal. Failing a miracle of Sari Menu, Achre Blosi Haisali Edna, which this one discusses also with the last Amud of this parak. We'll get to it with Mr. Shem later on. Adon Izokain, and Izokanti, we'll get to that, right? Failing such a miracle, it is impossible to have a child. According to Beis Shmuel, he has to divorce her or take a second wife. She produced him 10 sons, but they never born a girl. So it's called man, she's producing sons. Gemal, let's keep going. Let's go. Come on. Go. Right. But after she's like, honey, it's over. I mean, that's it. We have 10. I'm 50 years old. It's impossible. Okay, honey, here's a get. Now I'll try with somebody else. What else? That's what it says. The Beis Shmuel say, "I'm filled." What's the matter?
Just in general concept of kofin or get those. So why
Yeah, yeah, very good. There is a the Gemara Baba Basra Cheskabad makes an analogy of Kofin, a man to divorce his wife. The Gemara quotes that Gemara in the same case of Toluvazov and Zvini Zvini. You're right, there is a comparison, but we're not on Baba Basra now, so we're not going to go into the details. Well, let's compare it. Anyway, let's go back over here. Is this really true? Is it really true? Ah, so the Karen Ora on Adab says, I don't think this is true. If you look at the Nebuchadnezzar, it doesn't sound that way at all. At all. Sounds very much that there's no need to go. Once he has even one child, you don't have to divorce her, even if she's no longer able to have children. That's what we pass against the Beis Shmuel. That is a problem, Rabbi Osai. Let's read the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef together again carefully. Let's read it together. Read it together. Come on. What does it say over here? Im lo yodo ele kulam zuchorim on the kevos, afa pisha zoch on the kevo, yu hamitzah, ein kofen osa lehotzi. So there is one opinion, according to Otra Poskim, is the following interpretation. That according to this opinion, you fulfill the mitzvah of Sheves with two boys or two girls. Pru-Ravu was a boy and a girl. Two boys or two girls, mitzvah Sheves. Once you fulfill mitzvah Sheves, no longer any need to force him to get divorced or to force him to take an additional wife. That's not what it says in the Ritva. This is a quote from the Ritva. In the original Ritva, I read it to you verbatim. Ritva says, quote, the man lemalon the isha acheres taylor lo zachar in a cave. This guy has 10 boys. All right, take another wife, she'll have a girl. Who says? Maybe you can only have boys. Or you can only have girls. That's the reason given by the Ritva, which presumably what the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef means. And the Pashup Shad is that 10 years passed from the time of the marriage. 10 years did not pass from the time that she had a last child. And therefore we don't say that from this woman, he's not going to have a zach on the keva, he's going to have from another woman. That's all that it means. Not discussing the issue of whether it's Sheves or no Sheves. The question becomes, of course, the Schander and the Gershom. Here it says, we just read it, L'osam shekib l'cherem ben Gershom shalolisa isha acheres alishto hash tanami einu yochum. That's what it is over here. Rabosai, take a look on the bottom of the same column. The bottom of the same column is as follows. The first wide line, the bottom of the first column, page Nun Dalet in our print. V'im shasa yitshana v'lo nisabra. Yotzi v'yiten ksuba yisa isha acheres olaya kadam moron liyel. V'yaf al gav shehechim Rabbeinu Gershom, not Shimshon. Rabbeinu Gershom is out. B'yeshivas kam v'chachomim. Shalo yisa adam isha al ishto, yeah. B'chi ha lo tikin Rabbeinu zal. Rabbeinu Gershom never made his cherim. In a case where they can have no children. In this case, you're allowed to take a second wife. Or we'll see later, make allowed to divorce your wife against her will. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule.
Wasn't that the case for Ben Gershom?
Well, okay. He says over here that the takana was never, the gechem was never made in this kind of a circumstance. That's what says in the bottom. Question becomes, did he say the opposite on top? On top he said, Lo shekib l'chem Rabbeinu Gershom, l'isa isha yacheres al ishto. Hashtanami Eino Yocho. So how do you reconcile the steer between what's in the middle of the narrow lines and the very bottom of the wide lines, all in the same column, Nun Dalid, the right hand column and out. How do you reconcile this? Does Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom stand in the way of the mitzvah of having a child after 10 years, etc.? Yes or no? On top he says yes, stands in the way. On the bottom he says no. Yeah. Ah, very good. Very good. Let's take a look at Mosai in the Ksones Pasim. What's that? In the back. Mosai, in the back. You'll see it. Right. In the Yalkut Mefarshim. Those who have my Gemara, please open to the back. Those who have the beautiful new Gemara, Oz V'Hodor, look in the back. Could be some of the other Gemaras and somewhere on the side somewhere. Maybe. It's page Nun Dalet. Goes by page numbers in the back. Nun Dalet is found over here on page Kuf Mem Tes, the last column. says as follows. It's how should I describe it to you? It says Ksonus Pasim at the end of the paragraph, the final column, the left column, the fourth column. All right, we'll start from the top. Hine, Av Shekosov the Kamon Besarach B'Shem Ritmazal. The Av Agav Shishkan Rabbeinu Gershonzal B'Shivas Kamach Alchamim Shal Yisa Adam Al Ishto B'Chihal Lo Tikan Rabbeinuzal. End quote. Hey, Mavuah the Gzeras. What does that stand for? Ragma. What's Ragma mean? Rabbeinu Gershom or Agola. Lo Shayak B'Malka Mitzvah. Om No Machiluk Pashad Mavuah. The Shah Mayri Be'en Lo Badim Klal. Oh, right, as you said. Umidina, the Shas, Kofin, also the Hotzi, Abakim, Mrs. Puravu, the Chain, Shvil, Mukios, the Ritva, the Bezello, Shayak, Zeres, Hachad, Charagama, Chain, Menegash, Norago, Abakan, Marian, Mukios, the Yoda, Kulan, Scham, and the Kamos, the Af, Medina, the Shas, and Kofin, and Kain, Svir, Labazer, Shayak, Chain, Menegash, Norago, Vachiluk, Poshin, and Mavur, Lachol, Maven. Ever can figure this one out? Yeah? Vatmiya Kayemas al Chubas Maram Padva, Shehaven and Mukayosev, Vyasva Cholak al Ritva, Vadvram Pshutim, Vakvaragisha, was a Savish Shutapena Besaram, Vakdama Shabakoin, Chastamagoin, Achosin Maratazal. So therefore he says that this, he gives your answer. On top, he already had a child, then Rabbi Negeshim's Takonas and Chayim was in place. With the no children, then it's not in place. So says the Ksonis Pas. So the Ksonis Pas. Very good. What's Rami Padma thinking? What's Rami Padma thinking? What's he thinking? Apparently he must hold that it's still a mitzvah to have a boy and a girl, though you wouldn't force him, and we should say that Rabbi Negashim's Chem doesn't apply, since it's a mitzvah. I get an impression according to Ksonis Pasim, it's not even a mitzvah. A man who has a wife and keeps producing one girl, another girl, another girl. No mitzvah to look for a second wife or divorce her. Not even a mitzvah. And maybe the Maram Padma held it was a mitzvah. And therefore Rabbeinu Gershom shouldn't apply him in a case of a mitzvah. No distinction between with Kofan or not with respect to Rabbeinu Gershom. Fine. Rabbi, I have a shayla to ask you, which is, I'm mamash dealing with it right now in the bed. Rabosai, listen carefully. A man is monea meishto kolon yone ishus. That's the Lashon of Tosfos. And the Rosh. That means, on a simple level, he's not supporting her financially. He's not living with her intimately. Mamish monea kolon yone ishus. This seems to be grounds for divorce, even with kof. Even with a whip, in theory. Now, we don't whip Rabbi Satma Chassidim, Rabosai. They beat people up. No joke. If you don't give a get when they think you're chayav to give a get, in the case of Kofin, they take it to the cemetery, they dig a grave, they put you in, they beat you up with some pipes, lead pipes. They say, listen, mister, now you can creep out. The next time, they're going to have to cover you up. The get is always given. No surprise. When the get is kosher or not, I won't vouch for it. Get could be a possible get, unless it's in a psak bezdin of a correct bezdin, which says that you're allowed to do kofa. Nebuch is a guy in Lakewood, New Jersey, who's not a satmara, a wonderful hearted person. It was a case of a guy from Eretz Yisrael who wasn't giving a get, it was a psak to give a get, and he had him in his house, and he wouldn't let him out, and maybe hit him or something, I don't know exactly what he did. The guy called the police. The police came in and put this fellow in jail. He doesn't know how to do it. The Satmas, they know how to do it. No one calls the police. Call the police, you're a Meiser, they kill you, they mamish kill you. But in Lakewood, this guy was an Israeli, Yerushalmi as a matter of fact, he called the police, and the guy was sitting in jail, I think he's out. A trial. You don't know? Well, he was in my house, this fellow. This fellow writes, publishes Svarim, very nice, very calm guy. Why he got into his head to be such a big tzaddik and to fight for the agun. I may also fight for agunas, but I never would do something which I think is illegal. I mean, I didn't know it was illegal. I think the FBI came because he was a foreigner. That's a crazy story. Crazy. That was crazy. And the Rabbanan Aaron Israel trying to get this guy out of prison. Rabbi Yashiv Shalita should have a Refuah Shleimah, wasn't even involved. What's going on? This do-gooder is sitting in jail. Anyway, what about somebody who does not provide his wife with either financial support or with intimate support, physical support, but through no fault of his own? Through no fault of his own. He became ill, and he's unable to have relations, and he's unable to earn a livelihood. What do you say? We saw in our Tosfos. Monea mimena kol inyanei ishus, it's grounds for kfiyah. Yeah.
He's not.
Right. You might say monea means he's a bum. A bum. Remember the lesson we saw in Tosfos of a person who was not treating his wife properly in whatever way. Tosfos uses a couple of interesting expressions. Tosfos uses a word over here. Remember that? And this word. Eina miskavna lahaknet ulitzaris aisha. The man who's not supporting her, who's not living with her, in a typical case, has in mind to cause her pain or anguish or upset. This fellow is Nebuch, sick, yes?
But it's similar to the case of the guy with bad breath, where it wasn't his fault.
True. The guy with bad breath, guy with shchin, very, very certainly not his fault. That's true. But those are those cases. This case, where he's monea mimena kol inyanei ishus, but it's not his fault, not so clear at all. Yes?
Kofanos or Gaius only after we try to be Kofahim to do what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, if we can't be Kofahim to do what he's supposed to do, why would we go to the resort of Kofanos or Gaius?
I could turn that around. The Gemara says, Atche Techfenu Lotzi, Techfenu Lozun. Here I know I can't be Kofa Lozun. Here you can't do it. So go right to the second step and be Kofahim or Gaius. You could say that. But is it really true or is it not true? On a simple level, it's very likely not true. So I added a few extra makaros on the Mara Makomas in this Indian to be able to see what is the story when it comes to these things. Let's take a look a little bit. Take a look. Rabosai, let's first take a look and see if the din proper is quoted la halacha lemaisa. There's a pischei tshuva here in Kufnun. If you have a shulchan aruch, you can open it up. It's in the Kufnun Dalid pischei tshuva sifkotin Zion, who says, even what Tosfos says, not necessarily true. Writes as follows. Ayin b'sefer gvura sanoshim. Written by the Shach, no less. The Shach with a whole kundus gvura sanoshim in Yisro Yinyanim. Simen choftes and memches. Shehela da'ikil ledina, te'bemor b'mizonos l'chud, ein kofan l'hotzi. V'chein mor b'tashvish l'chud, ein kofan l'hotzi. In love of Baal Machmas Taina, being a chutra demora, that's the Sukkim Samachem Invasion, he needs to have a kid to bury her Nebuch, take care of in her old age. The Af Bimonea Mimena calling on Ishus, what does that mean? He's neither supporting her physically with Tashmish nor financially. The Nira Iko Ladino, the Kof and the Hotzi, Afinain of Baal Machmas Taina, says the Shach, there you are, he really thinks he really should force him. But his bottom line. Mikomakom lemaisa yeshlochosh the svaras haomrim she'ein lochuf the lohevi get meusa b'nem amzerim. The Shach was a very big machmir. He never wanted to do any kind of kfiya because he was afraid you make a mistake chas v'chalila and you force the get and the get is invalid and she remarries as a kid chas v'chalila chalila v'chas kids a mamzer. We can't afford to take any chances. Says the Chazon Ish. I haven't found his machmir. Yesh lochosh adivri ha'omer ein glochof. I haven't found any such omer. And he first says, there cannot be any such omer, because it's against the Gemara. What Gemara? It's the Gemara Tosis quotes. It's the Gemara Yavamas. Take a look. Tos over here quotes a Gemara, Rabosai. Come on. Tosis in Dav Samach Dalet Omer Aleph quotes a Gemara earlier in Yavamas on Dav Lama Tesam and Aleph. Shein Rotel Yavmolachlos. The chosen etzel gadol lemichpie. We shouldn't trust Tosfos. Let's turn back to Lamed Tesemah. It's now Masechta. I'm not asking you to get all the Gemara's Ksubas. Maybe I should have, but we focus on Yevamos. Whatever's in Yevamos, we have. Last few lines of the daf. Gemara says, Cholzim etzel agadol lemichpiyeh. Right? We go back to the oldest brother, and we actually force him. We force him. So the question is only, why did he go to the oldest one, go to another one? We're not going into those details. But you see the word, we see here, you force him. So it says the Pharisee force him. Why are you forcing him? I quote that Iraq, in most cases, you don't force him. No. He's monea mimena kolon yon ha'ishus. Mefurash ha'gemara. Says the Chazon Ish, there's only one way out of this. If there are to be some omrim, yesh omrim at the Pesachei Teshuvah, because we don't know who they are. If there's to be such omrim, you know what they're going to have to say? A very major chiddush. But he found it in the Ran and the Ramban and Ksubas, and that's Sugan Afayin Zayin. They draw a distinction between, catch this now, get and chalitza. They can force a chalitza, but you cannot force a get. The obvious question is, why? Why is it? If you can't force a get, why can you force a chalitza? The answer is, Rabosai, the chalitza does not require as much das as a get does. We're going to hopefully get to the Perek Mitzvah Chalitza toward the end of the year. We'll hopefully see it there. There you'll see that chalitza, even if it's done what we call betos, they give someone, do chalitza, and we'll give you $200. It's the case of the Gemara. He does it, give me the money, no. Chalitza's good anyway. And they get, they make its condition, it's not so poshut. So maybe chalitza requires a lower level of das, so therefore, in that case, you can force for chalitza, if he's moneh menekol in the yonah ishus. You force him, it's also good. Contrast that with a get, which requires a higher level of das, and therefore you cannot force him. That's the only way the Chazon Ish has to get explain the still anonymous yesh omrim who are machmir in this inyan. But we never got to the question, what about the guy who nebuch cannot support his wife because he can't get a job? Do we say that ain't his own mefarnes monem in the kol in the yishus, we will force him? Or do we not say that? So I'm out of time. We'll have to stop here. We'll end in the middle. Okay. Tomorrow we'll start with this Yad HaDeshmaya. We'll dive in Mincha now. We're minion, yes? Good.